New York business leaders are among those warning that the state's child care system is broken and on the verge of collapse. Karen DeWitt reports they want emergency and long-term relief funding from the state and federal governments.
The state's Business Council President Heather Brichetti says a survey conducted on behalf of employers and child care advocates finds that the pandemic is squeezing an already struggling system. Workers who may have been laid off or are working at reduced hours have less money to pay for care. Many providers have closed, and one in four of the remaining child care centers say they are at risk of shutting down for good in the next 6 months as they cope with new safety requirements and cleaning protocols. Brichetti says 50% of businesses say lack of child care is a burden for their companies and for their employees. The problem is particularly acute among business leaders of color.
This is clearly a key issue to business across the state.
The shortage is leading to increased absenteeism, reduced productivity, and higher turnover of workers. Over 90% of businesses asked say more government funding is needed, and three-quarters support investment in affordable preschool and other services for children aged 3 and younger. But Brichetti with the Business Council says employers do not back higher corporate taxes to help pay for that. She says businesses are also coping with their own financial pressures due to the pandemic, and the federal government is best equipped to help with another pandemic relief package.
No, I don't think that focusing on one particular group to increase taxes is the solution. I think what we're asking for is, first and foremost, that the federal government step up and provide the necessary supports now.
She says businesses would welcome tax incentives to help employers subsidize their workers' costs or create partnerships with child care centers to enact a sustainable system long term. There is some aid for child care still available through prior federal aid packages. A second round of $88 million in grants will be released shortly. But ultimately, the business leaders and the advocates say the federal government needs to act again to provide enough funds to make up for the billions of dollars in economic losses due to the pandemic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.